Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, there was a charge on my account that I need to have canceled or reversed.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code to access the account, please?
My zip code is 76244.
What's your first and last name?
Marion Kate. You want to go on and see that? It's got a sign on that door that shows the hours, and you're going to need the key to your mailbox, so the slip is in your mailbox. I didn't take it out. There's no one. See if that door is open. It's not. Come on out. The door where you get your mail from. You got the
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, Ms. Tate, can you verify the shipping address on the account?
11,645 Wildfire Lane, Fort Worth, Texas, 76244.
Yes, ma'am. So I did see your account. It looks as though that on the 4th of March, you purchased our Keto Axin, which is the dietary supplement mainly used to decrease and increase your appetite. Looks like you have the cleanser as well, which is like a dietary detox beverage. Looks like you paid about $14.15 in shipping and handling prices only. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah. You know what? I think I just paid $7 each.
Yes, ma'am, in the total amount of $14.15.
Right, correct.
Yes, both of them were one was $7.45, one was $6.70. Now, you are aware that you did enroll yourself in a 14-day free trial, and that trial started the day that your order was placed.
No, I wasn't aware. At a trial, I thought that's what it cost to try it. That's how it seemed. If that was a trial, I didn't see it. It was small or something.
It was located in the shipping and handling right up under the terms and conditions.
Right. Shipping and handling, you just don't look for it there. I didn't see it. I didn't notice it. It was there. But shipping and handling is shipping and handling. And you just see the big amount they charge for shipping and handling, which whatever it was, but I didn't read anything in the shipping and handling.
Yes, sir. It looks as though that you did enroll yourself in a 14-day free trial, and after the 14 days, that is when you bill the retail amount of the product, which is the $92.90. If you want, we can apply a 35% discount to all reoccurring charges.
No, I don't want a discount at all. I didn't even use those things, because I've seen keto stuff in Walmart and Slim Fast and, you know, the same product pretty much. So I didn't use them at all.
So I can speak with the supervisor on regards of issuing a higher refund amount. As far as a full refund, I'm not sure, because it does show that the item was shipped out on the 4th of March and delivered on the 8th. And we are not allowed under any circumstance to receive those products back.
Right. Okay, so go ahead and go to your higher supervisor. And because that would like a full refund, because I didn't notice any trial. It wasn't explained. It's got to be, I would print that bigger or right in the front of the order, not at the shipping and handling portion of it. But that part, people will miss it. I'm sure that's occurred. I know I'm not the only account caller like this. And if that's the case, then we know there's an issue with how you guys putting it. So in other words, if there are more callers like me, then where you guys are putting the trial thing is need to be moved or put somewhere different so that it will be noticed, and then you won't have this people calling and say, hey, my account was charged and I don't know why, right?
Yes. After speaking with the supervisor, what I was able to do was issue a 50% refund rate,
discount rate.
100%
refund, not no 50%, 30%, 100%.
Now, you do know, I'm saying discount, not refund, but a discount rate. That means, like, that goes towards all reoccurring charges.
No, I don't want any reoccurring charges, especially when not a notice has been done like this. It's like first impression to me is important. Now, if it was open and I knew I was on a 14-day trial and I had 14 days, of course, I was stupid. I would have called before the 14 days if I did not want it. But obviously, I did not know there was a 14-day trial because the way it was worded, where it was put, was missed. So, no, I want a refund because of the first impression. Because it wasn't open and it wasn't upfront to where you can make the choice to choose whether to continue or not to continue. This was, I didn't even know there was a trial. That's where we're at. And that's why I want a full refund, not no partial. Was it closed?
Okay. So, unfortunately, I'm unable to actually refund you. I can, if you want, cancel out the account.
Well, you know, you saying I cancel your account and keep your $92.50. Is that what you just said?
Not in that way, but I, yes. All charges are actually valid. The discount goes towards all reoccurring charges.
Right. What date did you say I ordered this product?
On the 4th of March.
And you said a 15-day trial period?
14-day, and it starts the date that your order was placed.
Okay, it starts the day that the order, but before I receive it, the order, is what you're saying. So there's another window that just doesn't make any sense. How can I trial something I haven't received? So you're saying once I place that order, my 14-day trial starts, even though you haven't shipped it to me, and I have received it to try it. There's two different ways. Now, I know legally I can stop this. Now, you can refund me, or you can try to say, okay, maybe this guy is just full of crap, and there ain't nothing going to happen, and we just keep doing this. So it's going to be your choice. Refund me my money. And
how's
a
50%
the road,
refund?
No, 100%. 100% refund.
Being that you received the product, we cannot issue out a full refund.
That's okay. You just said, go ahead and escalate me to your supervisor so that I can just show that I made a good faith attempt. And either she's going to issue or she's not, it doesn't make any difference to me. But just go ahead and escalate it. And let's see what happens there. And then we'll just go down the road, whichever route we have to go.
Okay, would you mind holding just a moment?
Absolutely. Okay, we gotta go by Walmart. Yeah, Walmart. Thank you.
you're awake. I don't know.
So after consulting with the supervisor, Mr. or Mrs. Tate, we were
no,
able
I didn't
to.
want to consult with the supervisor. I need to speak with your supervisor. Because I don't know that you talk with a supervisor. So give me a supervisor so I get a name from that supervisor. I need to talk to that supervisor. That's how you escalate a call. You don't do it like how you're doing it. I mean, you guys are doing several things wrong. Backwards. With every company that have products like you guys do, normally when there's a trial and someone missed the trial date, they almost always have refund the money because they didn't know or whatever. This is the first time I see you guys intent on keeping the money and just canceling membership and then still keeping the money. But it's not going to happen. So go ahead and escalate me to the supervisor. I mean, that means I get to talk with that supervisor on the phone, right? And so I get a name, and then we go from there. Let them tell me that they're not going to refund it because of whatever reason. And that'll be cool. Yeah, baby.
See if they hung up. They just gone wrong. They hung up. There was no supervisor. She's there. Okay. The threat of injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Remember that motto.
Yes, thank you so much for patiently holding your call and not be transferred.